Okay, now we're going to have three performers before we have our features. And they will be, in this order, Cheryl Peralt. She'll be accompanied by Mr. Sartorially Splendid. And then we'll have Ellen Schmidt. And then we'll have Faith Senny. Uh-oh, I just got the look.
No!
All right. So. Cheryl and Steve. So, well, this is going to be interesting. So, Cheryl, are you doing a poem?
Yes.
With musical accompaniment.
Spoken word poem with Steve Raps and accompanying me.
All right. All right. Something to look forward to. Let's give him a hand.
This piece is called Portuguese Me. And the last time my mother heard me perform this, she asked me to please preface next time that she did not make me wear so much red as a child. She made me wear pink. But then it's my story. I was a kid, born a bit on the dark side. Dark skin, dark hair, dark eyes, not to mention my dark little mind. Maybe because of the trauma that my Portuguese mama inflicted on me. Finding a way to buy the most vibrant clothes she would find at the Grand's department store of Massachusetts on the South Shore. She'd find bright colors of red, orange, and pink to match the dark of my ethnicity, being Portuguese me. Never really feeling like I fit in my hometown, where they would call the Portuguese the Portuguese. There I'd be dressed in festive colors, shrieking out loud from me. Little girl in her big orange puffy dress and rollicking red palazzo pants, looking like a walking tomato. Little tomato girl me, with a sad look of surrender and solemnity. And I was not alone. There were other Portuguese in town like me, the half-breds, the mostly breds, and the purebreds, who lived in festive houses of light pink and lime green, where there might be the designer touch of 10 bloody chickens hanging from the clothesline. Or there would be a homegrown pig of 300 pounds suspended in somebody's basement, like a shrine to the swine, for some type of ritual feast, for somebody's birthday, communion, or passing. It didn't matter because roast pig was always on somebody's menu, but I always declined. So I'd focus on being like the other kids, sharing the common thread of looking down on this ethnicity toward the bottom of the South Shore caste system, deciding who is worthy, and the Portuguese never seemed to be. Now, I mourn the loss of being Portuguese, of my connection to Portugal, the Azores, the surrounding seas. And all I know now is what I am told. Like I am told that the land is beautiful there, that the sea dances with the sun and the sand there, that it sparkles like diamonds on the horizon, where the climate is warm like the hearts of its people, who welcome you like family, I am told, but I do not know. And I am told that the music is of guitar and violin, accordion and mandolin, with rhythmical color of words, a little sad, a little calypso, making you dance with your heart taking lead, transporting you to a place where you can dance by the sea. I'm told, but I do not know. And And I'm told that the people of Portugal are passionate in the way they look after each other and look at each other, fierce in emotion, strong in devotion, that their eyes shout to the world of their love, faith, and wisdom. Eyes full of resiliency, laughter and sorrow, and stories of a homeland that I will never know. I have been told much about being Portuguese. I know only little because I have lost touch, lost with a loincloth of my abandoned ancestry, because I never wanted any of that cloth covering me. Just a little tomato girl, now grown with little sense of identity and connection of where I am from. All I have left now is this large sense of loss and one bright orange jacket that my mother gave to me on my 40th birthday, which I'm now grateful for, and I'm now not ashamed to wear on occasion, like an ancestral banner and reminder of Portuguese me.
That was marvelous. What a great poem. What a great presentation. Great accompaniment. Oh, my God. You two got to go on the road. Yeah. Let's hear it for Cheryl and Steve.